First Baptist Church of Redmond, April 11th, 2021, Ecclesiastes Chapter 1, Striving After Wind.
Join me in reading Ecclesiastes 1:14. I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is futility and striving after wind. You may be seated.
We're beginning Ecclesiastes today. I preached this book in 2014 and added up how long ago did I preach it? 7 years. So I don't feel guilty to preach it again. It's of interest, and it's popular, and it deals with frustration. Things change. That's what I say with Ecclesiastes, things change. Okay, I grab the mouse and close the window. What do I do now? She's sincere. She's done everything she expected to do, but in a different way. Some lies we all know. Notice the picture? Yes. Laugh and the worlds laugh with you. Cry and you cry alone. That's a lie, because sympathy reigns. Every day, in every way, our world is getting better. By the way, I've scheduled a Moderna shot on 10:55 tomorrow morning. Hooray, I was able to find one. But I hold out no hope that it makes the world better. There's a light at the end of every tunnel. Well, yeah. Who wrote this? Tradition is Solomon. It was attributed to him by Jewish writers. And it's written, the book says it was written by the son of David, king of Jerusalem. The word of the preacher, the son of David, king of Jerusalem. He was the wisest individual ever. And only King Solomon fits the bill. And so I have can confidently say, tradition and the text supports Solomon writing it. Now, what is Ecclesiastes? What is it about? It's the result of a diligent search for meaning in life. Our author sees that even power, popularity, prestige, and pleasure lead to emptiness and futility apart from God. Life under the sun, I had us read that verse, under the sun seems filled with injustice and inequity, but an answer of atheism and skepticism is not given. Wisdom is leaving life from God's perspective. I think that's the best way to say it. Wisdom is leaving life from God's perspective and trusting God anyway in the face of apparent futility. Life is a daily gift from God and should be enjoyed as much as possible. Unless the doctor says no, you should eat the cake. eat the candy, drink a Coke, because that's life. The Bible doesn't teach asceticism. It's no good to not enjoy God's pleasures. Since God will ultimately judge us, we should fear God and keep His commandments. Solomon had tried to find satisfaction in life. Laughter, he found it maddening. Wine, women, and song, and found it boring. But built personal projects, and again, found no satisfaction. Let me explain. Solomon, at this point of life, had reached his midlife crisis. I believe he stopped trying to please God and believed what people told him, usually a bad decision, and it just worked to make himself happy first. When he was young, he was the center of the Song of Solomon. When he got married, described the Shulamite woman, an anticipation of getting married. There should be a ribbon, people say, around the book Song of Solomon, but it's a book about pleasure. It's a book about happiness. It's a book about joy. And so don't be shy about including it in the Holy Scripture. But when Solomon was young, he wrote Song of Solomon from a joyful anticipation of joy. Next, the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon. He didn't write all the Proverbs. Some people took credit for writing them and adding to the book. But the peak of wisdom was, I believe, about 30 years of age, 40 years of age, he composed the book of Proverbs. By the time he wrote our book, Ecclesiastes, I said that people were talking to him. People were making excuses and telling him, "You're the king? It doesn't matter. You're the king. We need a political marriage. We need a advantageous situation with our neighbors." So he had hundreds of wives and multi-hundreds of essentially lovers. He had a harem. This is wrong. The Bible warns against kings living by their own rules. And kings should conduct themselves like their people. Kings need to be following the rules, and kings need to follow Scripture. Keep calm and be selfish. Love yourself. This is the majority of the words basis in Ecclesiastes. I think his wisdom had gone to seed. He cut himself too much slack. That's why he sought pleasure. He lived in power, and his perspective in life changed. So, I think the majority of the book is filled with frustration in life because he was living as a believer in God, but out of step, out of sync, because he was self-centered, making himself happy. And if you live a self-centered life, think of the two basins I preached on last Sunday. You can either be selfish or you can be a servant. Servant of God and servant of people. And he had forgotten himself. He had forgotten that everything he had belonged to God, was from God, and he needed to honor God. But he listened to his press clippings. He listened to his advisors. And like some popular people, media, athletes, politicians, they lived for themselves, and he lived for himself. What's he discover? What profit has a man from all his labor which he toils under the sun? One generation passes away, and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever. Life without God. By the way, Solomon was an expert in living without God. He needed to repent. The conclusion of the book, he repented. Conclusion of the book, he described his life's frustrations, but came back to God. And so, wisdom has gone to seed. He has left trying to please God and tried to please himself. So life without God is first discouraging. Futility of futilities is how the New American Standard 2020 says it. Life on the treadmill, a rat race. Even if we had enough to do anything we wanted, life can seem like a trap. Chapter 1, verse 3. What advantage does a person have in all his work? What's left over when you're all done? Solomon found nothing left over. They tried to, in the Depression, have people move through town nonstop. Hobos keep moving. Food is scarce. Rent high. Taxpayers refuse to support you. Long sentences on chain gang given here. 60 to 90 days, our specialty. Edward Kern, chief of police. Life without God is boring. Nothing was new under the sun. Life is filled with repetition and sameness. He couldn't find the joy of the Lord. He couldn't be happy serving God. So he lived a life that all of us would be happy with as far as pleasure goes. But he didn't find the joy of his God. He couldn't find joy in sadness. He couldn't find joy because he was not able to be satisfied. Solomon was only looking as far as the sun, his day, and found nothing completely satisfying. Life without God is frustrating. Striving after wind, the title of this message, Striving After Wind. Solomon experimented with his own life. Chapter 12, through chapter 14. Life to him, verse 13, was a sorry task. The word translated sorry is the word for bad, or it could be seen as evil. It is a sorry task which God has given the sons of mankind to be trouble. It's only a sorry task if you live not paying attention to God. He was trying everything. You can see in the picture, the man was trying everything. Carefully investigating the origins of life, possibly at the neglect of his real duties. Explore by wisdom, examining all the sides, he personally experimented. I can say there's nothing Solomon was exposed to that he did not try. He tried everything and found it led to emptiness of life. Life without God is... notice the sign, introducing foolish pleasure. But a bum, it's a band. Dissatisfied, what does this accomplish? He will test himself by pursuing pleasure as an experience. Laughter, the fun of a game. Pleasure, thoughtful pleasure, or committing to foolish choices in living, weren't satisfied. He did crazy things. He did extreme things. The commercial, too much is never enough. But it wasn't enough because he lost his focus. Futile. I despaired over all the fruit of my labor. Everything he worked for throughout his life would be left to people who he had not worked for it. The solution, the cure, is to pursue God. Build your lasting relationship with him. The answer really is found in Philippians. Philippians is the book of Christian joy and seeking God. And where was Paul? In jail, a Philippian jail. But he still worshiped God, pleased God, and saw himself as fulfilling God's purpose for him now. Increased knowledge only increases sorrow. I don't want to know everything in advance, yes? It's a curse. And increased knowledge only increases sorrow. Build faith that goes beyond facts alone. Defeat apathy by staying involved. We may be forgotten one day, but our impact can be everlasting. Discover how to bring meaning to any situation. You can bring meaning to any situation by doing it God's way. The results of our labor in the future is uncertain. So, seize the day and live it for God. You should try and do things. I've tried to do things all my life. I started off as an average kid, nothing special, but God gave me opportunities, and I took advantage of them. I've coached basketball. I've got a proficiency in shooting. I've never hunted like Robert. But I've tried many, many things. And if it doesn't work out, I don't do them. But seize the day and try things. Honor God. While to the sinner he has given the task of gathering and collecting, so he may give to one who is good on God's sight. Unless God is in the middle of it, lasting enjoyment in life is impossible for us. Things are here to use for a while, and then they're gone. I have a hard time seeing the screen in front of me. It's fuzzy, but I can still read it. I can't always read it because diabetes gets in the way. I lose focus. I'm tired, so I can't read it. I'm 60 years old, and that explains a lot of things. But you can do many things in life, but you need to adjust, adapt, and face limitations. Prophet, people, and seasons come and go. The temptation to go for it is stronger than the realization of his consequences. Our only hope is in what's above, not under the sun. Things are here to use, then they're gone. Things that are unseen are eternal. The verse to the right. Base your values on God's lasting principles. Repeating, our only hope is what's above, not under the sun. Do you remember Dennis Barnhart? He worked on, he worked at Microsoft, but his brainchild was Eagle Computer. Yeah, Eagle Computer of Los Gatos, California, was an early microcomputer manufacturing company spun off of Audiovisual Laboratories. It was first sold a line of popular computers, which were highly praised in the computer magazines of the day. After the IBM PC was launched, Eagle produced the Eagle 1600 series, which ran MS-DOS, but not were true clones. When became evident that the buying public wanted actual clones of the IBM PC, even if a known clone had better features, Eagle responded with a line of clones, including a portable. Eagle PCs were always highly ranked in computer magazines. On June 8th, 1983, the day where Eagle would sell stock options, the president, Dennis Barnhart, was killed in a crash of his new Ferrari. He had just taken a yacht salesman to lunch. He was going to realize, the whole company had a goal of selling 15 million in stock. His percentage was $9 million in 1983 dollars. He would be a rich man. He graduated 1965 from the University of Washington. He had a founding interest in Commodore business machines. He grew up in Everett, Washington. It was named president of Eagle. Eagle, which had sales of $17 million, but profited only $67,000, was one of a dozen computer companies of note. He was killed in a new Ferrari after talking to a yacht salesman. He had his life planned. He was going to be rich. He took a chance and followed his investments and was like the man who thought that he would build new barns after tearing down other barns. But his life ended tragically. Who knows what a day will bring forth? Who knows when you'll hear you have cancer? You need a heart transplant. Your investments have turned south. You only have 6 months to live. When you combine that with a heart after God, nothing can ultimately stop you. Life without God is like an unsharpened pencil. It has no point. And that is the point of our readings in Ecclesiastes. The most important thing is under life under the sun is always include God in your plans. Always think of God first, for that's the only way to find true joy in the midst of crisis and true satisfaction in the midst of disappointment.